Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes and I'm so happy you're with us today. Oh, my dear friends, we have some very special guests that we're always especially thrilled to have back with us. And one of them is our wonderful friend, Mikey Morgan, and his mom. And Carol is with us again. And Mikey is with us too. Mikey, as you know, is a sixth level being who last lived on Earth in the 1600s. And he wanted so much to help us now that he chose to take a voluntary 20-year lifetime that ended in 2007 so he could speak to us in the voice of a modern American 20-year-old, a very playful 20-year-old. And he speaks through his mother, who is Carol Morgan. Today, Carol and Mikey are with us, and it's hard for us to remember because he is speaking as a 20-year-old American kid. It's hard for us to remember that Mikey is an almost Godhead level being. He's a very, very venerable being. This is their 23rd time with us. And we must never forget that this is an extraordinary gift that he's giving to us when he comes back to speak with us and answer our questions. I try never to forget. In fact, once I asked Thomas, and you know who Thomas is, he's my spirit guide. I said, how far above you? Because he's, of course, beyond incarnating. He's a fifth level being. I said, how far above you is Mikey Morgan? He said, well, okay, where I am now, I can look above me. I can see some beings far above me. They look like stars. And the farthest above me that I can see and looks like a star, that's Mikey. So that's how far above him even Mikey is. So I try never to, even though Mikey sounds almost like a kid when he talks to us, he's not. He's a venerable, venerable being. So we must never forget when he comes and he answers our questions and sounds like a kid speaking through his mom. This is a venerable, venerable being who speaks to us. I have spent more than 50 years researching the afterlife and the greater reality. And I have tested Mikey because I didn't believe when I met Carol at and this was, you know, just after Mikey died from the earth, this most recent time in 2007. And when Carol told me her story at that time, I didn't believe it for a minute. I'm very skeptical. I'm sorry, Carol. I didn't believe you at the start. And I tested Mikey very exhaustively. And he answered every question I have ever been able to ask him. He has answered, and he knows much more than I do, of course, about all of this stuff. So I believe him now. Mikey knows much more than I do, and we are gifted every time. And this is the 23rd time he's come to us to answer your questions, which I invite you to send me. And we ask Mikey, every time he comes here, we ask him a new set of questions that people have sent to me, and we then ask him. And this is a thrill for me each time that we get to ask him these questions. But we never forget that this is a gift each time that Mikey answers these questions. So Carol and Mikey, welcome once again.
Hi, Roberta. Good morning. Yep, it's always nice to be back. Thanks for having us.
And this is that Carol is having some different difficult times. We were just talking before we went on air. It's a difficult time in her life. She's got some family health issues, and she gets comfort from the fact that she has in her life her son who now is able to speak to her and comfort her about family members who have health issues. It's good to have that kind of comfort in her life from her son, who says that they're going to get better, and that's a good thing. It's always good. I mean, we have all of us have in our family people who have gone ahead of us, and if we are able to be in contact with them and they're able to say yes, your uncle, your brother, your cousin, your friend is going through difficult health times. I have that with a son-in-law, and it's good to know that they're going to be better. That's a good thing. But it's wonderful for her to know too that Mikey is looking over those people and looking after them, and they're going to get better. And I'm glad to hear that too. That's a good thing.
That is for sure. He's been a great help. He's been a great help.
Talk again a little bit now about how you ask Mikey these questions that people have asked us.
So I get the questions ahead of time from Roberta, and then I sit down with my pendulum and I go through my whole ritual and everything that I do. And because I still like to use the pendulum for confirmation of what I'm hearing telepathically. So I use the pendulum as I ask him the questions out loud, and he gives me the answers. So I get the answers ahead of time before I come on the podcast. So it's more efficient that way. And also, when I do that, I'm in a quiet, I have to be very focused on what I'm doing so I can hear him and everything. And then I always confirm the answers that I get, but I use the pendulum for that piece. So, and I when I do this, I talk out loud. I talk out loud to him all the time.
And by now you also hear his answers in your mind, right?
Right. I hear him telepathically as I do this. And I hear him as the pendulum moves, really. But it's good. I like the pendulum, because it confirms what I'm hearing. I mean, I always go back to the fact that for me, with all of this was seeing was believing. So I can literally see kind of what he's saying. You know what I mean? When I ask the questions. So it works well for me. But the telepathic really has sped up the process, versus when I was initially doing this in the beginning.
This is to me an amazing gift he's given us. He didn't have to come back. And one of the things that we've been told actually is that it was considered to be such a hardship for him. You went back to Earth just to try to comfort the people on Earth, and he did. And it was considered to be such a hardship that it increased his spiritual vibration tremendously, just the fact that he gave us that gift. I love hearing that actually. So, all right, the first question was, do people invent things in the afterlife?
Mikey tells me, yes, absolutely they do. He says, in fact, a lot of technology and those types of things are worked on in the afterlife. And then he says that information kind of gets channeled to people here. And so even like the progression of like the cell phone and just different stuff like that, he says that comes from, the afterlife, these dimensions, and they channel that in to scientists or people that work in these areas. He says that information comes into us. And so, yes, things are invented in the afterlife, he says, absolutely.
Isn't that fascinating? Yeah, one of the things we were told was that when Steve Jobs died, of course, he was very ill, and so they were very prepared for him to die. And they had a laboratory all prepared for him. And one of the things he then was immediately working on was going to be an iPad that was going to be controlled by mind. I don't know whatever became of that, but we were told that was what he was going to be immediately working on, which I thought was fascinating, fascinating. Oh my goodness, maybe he's still working on that now.
Well, Mikey says, people still do what they enjoy and did here, there. You know what I mean? So
Yes.
even, athletes will like to still play sports, or people who were singers and entertainers still like to do that. I mean, you can do the things in the afterlife that you enjoy here. And so with him, obviously, if that's what he enjoys, I mean, who knows what's coming in, you know? You just
Yeah,
don't
who
know.
knows what will be channeled in next? And I
That's
remember
right.
in another earlier podcast, he told us that they'll channel them into several people, not just one. Which I thought again was interesting, fascinating. And does he? And he does? Is he still snowboarding?
You know, I haven't asked that just lately, but I would guess he is. And maybe that'll go to there's a question coming up about, well, maybe it's the next one. Yeah, about living in houses and whatever.
Yes, the next one is, do people live in houses in the afterlife?
So this is what, Mikey says, absolutely, yes. Now I asked him, I said, so do you live in a house? He says, well, not always. He says, it depends upon what dimension I'm in. And my understanding would be, and I know, he'll go more like to the summer lands or whatever he does, to snowboard, and he still enjoys that. Now, my guess is maybe then he stays in a house or whatever after. I mean, I don't know, but he says he's not always in a house, but depending on the dimension he's in, he says, yes, I'll stay in a house. Absolutely.
What we know about the afterlife dimensions is that three through five, the sort of mid-level dimensions are beautiful, and they're what we call, or what the Vikings called, and we therefore you also call them the summer lands, where many people are able to achieve to reach those levels. The area that Mikey is able to reach, level six, is very advanced spiritually, and most people can't go that high. And they tend not to live in houses as high as he's able to go. Because, of course, why would you need a shelter? You need a shelter if there's weather. There's no weather there. It's
No.
not like the earth. And they tend not even to hold to be in bodies generally unless they leave level six. Once when Mikey came to an audience I was having with my spirit guide before he began to spend all his time with me working on Earth, Mikey was this I could not believe, but he was alternately a kid on a snowboard and a gigantic ball of light. And he shifted between the two because that they often are a ball of light when they're as high spiritually as Mikey is. And so that's why he says he wouldn't then, of course, even live in a house. That's how
No.
advanced he is spiritually.
Right. So he says it just depends upon where he is, because he does go to those Summerland levels. And
Yes.
so that's more when he would be at a house or whatever. You know what I
Yes.
mean? But
Yes. He
again, he always
would
says,
he would
it's
when in Rome, you do what the Romans do. When you're
right.
in the Summerlands, you'd hang around with your friends, and that's probably what he does
Right.
when he's
And I know that's where he does his snowboarding, of course, and stuff for sure. So,
Because there are
yeah.
mountains down here and down, down there.
Yeah,
Fascinating
exactly.
imagining even living that way, and we all will be doing that, and it won't be long until we're doing that. Quite
Right.
fascinating.
Right. And he always says, it's more solid and real there than here. And I still can't really wrap my head around that either, but that's what he says.
I feel the same way, but of course, at this point, I've done so much study of that area that when I'm re deep in studying it, it just feels normal there. It feels, I mean, I'm used to it. The flowers are gigantic there. We're used to going out and walking among the flowers, and we're much bigger than the flowers, but there the flowers are bigger than we are. We feel tiny compared to the flowers, and they give off a beautiful scent, but they also give off music and energy. And that's how we are nourished. We just stick your face into a flower and breathe, and that's all the nourishment you need. It's quite amazing. It's like a fairyland, and that's how
I
we
know.
live.
I can't even imagine what it'll be like, when you go.
No,
I
it's
mean.
quite amazing and wonderful and beautiful. And the colors, there are so many more colors than there are here because they go far beyond the visible light spectrum, which is we're stuck with that, just the visible light spectrum here. But they're not stuck with just that there. They have so many more colors. And if people are in a dream and they wonder, are they in a dream or are they actually in the astral plane? Are they traveling at night, doing some astral traveling? If you're wondering about that, do you see colors that you don't see here? Well, then you're astral traveling. That's one way you can know. It's quite amazing, quite beautiful. Another question we asked Mikey is, can you have a mansion there if you want one?
Of course you can.
He
Mikey
said,
says,
of
of course
course you can.
you
He's
can have
such
a
a
big
sweetheart.
house. Yeah, you can have a big house if you want, everything's free, basically. You don't have to buy it. But
Right.
yes, he said, yes, you can if you want to, for sure.
Yeah. I think the reason that that's true is to get you past wanting or caring about any of those things.
I agree with you on that. And Mikey says too, the other thing is when we first transition, we have more of a desire for that type of thing because it's like what we're, I don't know if the word is used to or whatever, when we first pass over or, transition, he says, but like with him, for example, he said, after a while, you progress to the more of the spiritual
Yes.
life. Versus what you had on earth, you know what I mean? That those desires, do change.
Yes, you stop caring about anything that is material, really. Really stops mattering to you because you could have it if you wanted it, but you stop caring about it. I think that's really
Yep,
true.
that's what he says. Yep.
Yeah. But it is, you're right, people start to, and there are stories in the literature of people who were very good people, but very poor people. And so to try to make them happy, there are stories about how they built this or that, a very poor but very wonderful person, a house built made of gold, and the person didn't want it. He refused to go and to sleep in that house because, oh, he thought it was awful. He wanted to go sleep on the street and so on. I mean, it's all sorts of wonderful stories like that, from around the turn of the previous century. All right, well, here's another question. My granddaughter was born with a genetic disorder called PWS. I don't know what that is. It's a random mutation. Why? Why was she born with that?
Mikey says to me that that is most likely a life lesson experience type thing that either the soul or the family agreed upon for learning, for a lesson that they want to fulfill here. Now, he said it's not like we say, okay, I want this disorder, exactly this disorder, or exactly that disorder, as much as souls, before we come, we plan, we have a general life plan with a few key experiences we want to have. And he said it's very possible that that particular situation is an experience that they wanted to try or have to learn from while they were here. He says it's very possible that, yes, that's what that is. And then they asked, did she or we choose this? I guess that question would be very possibly yes. That is a very good possibility.
So they did choose that prob that
Well,
genetic
to
disorder
well to
in.
experience, yeah, well, and he'll say you don't always necessarily pick, well, I want this specific disorder. It's more you want to experience a soul coming here wants to experience, I don't know if it would be considered like, a hardship or a challenging situation. I'm not familiar with what this genetic disorder is, but it's for learning, either for that individual soul and or the parents of this child and the family of the child, et cetera. See what I mean? So, even as caregivers, we learn from our patients. You know what I mean? And then the
That's right.
patients
Yeah.
learn. I mean, it's like a role you're taking on to benefit and teach and to learn from, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's something also that I mean, it basically the whole family grows from it,
Correct.
learns from it. It's not just for the person who has the genetic issue, but it's something that everybody then benefits from, really, is what he's saying.
Right. I mean, it's a learning thing. I mean, anybody with a disorder or disability, I mean, I always think, even with the job that I had as a physical therapist, I mean, I can't tell you how much I learned from my patients,
Yeah,
and then
right.
they learn what it's like experiencing what they're experiencing. I mean, Mikey always says we learn best by experiencing it. And that's really why we come here, is to experience things that we don't experience in the afterlife for our
Yes.
learning. And so this is kind of like our school, which I know we've talked about before, but
Yeah.
he said he is as he's thinking that is what's going on here in this situation with this
Yeah.
question that the person asked.
Part of that same question is, does overly worrying about a baby's health manifest these diseases somehow in that child?
Mikey tells me our minds are really powerful.
Yeah, they are. That's a problem.
And worrying and thinking things, we need to, Mikey always says, you want to always keep positive thoughts as much as you can with
Yeah.
how challenging even this situation is. Because our thoughts, well, I mean, we can manifest some of our thoughts, you know what I mean? And if we keep thinking negative and negative, negative, negative about a situation, we're just adding basically wood to the fire. You know what I mean? And
Oh,
he said,
yes.
so he goes, it's really important to keep a positive outlook on things because, he said, it's, you can't, our minds are powerful. He says, you can make yourself more sick. Or you can make our minds can make ourselves more sick or make us better. I mean, they really can.
That is so important to say. You can manifest illness in yourself. You can manifest health in yourself.
That is correct. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Wow. Okay. So what would he tell us then? People should do. Should pe people should be saying, I mean, I've seen people in hospitals say to teach their patients to say every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Is that what we should be doing?
We should encourage and always give positive reinforcement. I mean, in my job, in my profession, I would always try to end the therapy session on a good, where it was successful for the patient, and always saying how well they, I mean, and when they, even as long as they're trying their best, they're doing great. And it's really important to give positive feedback to people in this situation. It really is. It's just so important. At home here on my mirror, I have an emotion chart that shows what's positive and what's negative, okay, as far as our emotions. And I look at that every day because I want to try to stay as positive as I can because our minds are so powerful. And it really does help. And even with my family, with situation that's going on with my siblings, I always say to them, always think positive, keep a positive outlook, keep thinking positive, because it really is important in our overall health and the outcome of situations with illness. It really is. And so
Yes.
being positive is huge. So worrying and getting all wound up in negative thoughts, we're not doing anybody a favor by doing that. We really aren't.
Yes.
So
You literally can manifest illness or manifest health in your own body with your mind. That
that
is,
is correct.
there are instances upon instances in the literature where that has proven to be true. I don't think we can say that enough. That's
Right.
true.
Our minds are very, very powerful. They're very powerful. So, positive outlook, as tough as that can be sometimes, is just really important.
Yeah, I mean, we're next week we're going to have a guest up. I'll be talking about that at the end of our time together, who wrote a book. And I've just finished reading his book, and his it's just phenomenal what your consciousness can do about manifesting health or manifesting illness in your body. It's just we've had other guests on, we've done the same thing with their bodies. When the doctors have given up on them, they literally have healed themselves with their minds. So I think we'll move on to the next question, but I don't think there's any doubt that your mind is just unbelievably powerful in what it can do with regard to your body. There's just no question about that. So thank you for that one, Mikey. That's a big one. Okay, next question. I have had many beloved pets in my life. What happens to our beloved pets when we reincarnate and leave them behind, I guess?
Oh, we do. They do not come with us. So yes, they are. They do stay back in the afterlife. So then I said to Mikey, well, does someone watch them or what? How does that work? You know, he says that there's other when animals have other loving connections besides just us, they will be with the others that they loved and we're with or whatever. And he says, and then when we return to the afterlife, we do reunite with them again. You know,
Isn't that
so
fascinating?
I
All right. So here's the scene. We've made a loving connection with a pet in a lifetime.
yep.
And we go home to, and we know Mikey had pets, that when he was here with you and he
Correct.
reincarnated, or he rather, he went home after that 20-year lifetime with you and reunited with his pets, right?
Yes, he did. Absolutely,
Okay.
he did.
He's not
Now,
coming back, but let's say that he was a younger soul and he reincarnated again. He would then go home again. Maybe when he would have a pet in that next life, he'd come then there'd be an extra pet that would be added to his group of pets.
that's correct.
And so he would have another pet. There'd be three pets then that he would have in that next afterlife, life between lives.
Right.
And he'd have a whole house full of pets.
Yeah, he tells me I just got a whole ton of stuff, ton of pets. Well, so this is the thing. Mikey says it's all about the loving connection. Our loving connections never end. And that includes with our great pets. He says the connection is the connection. You know, and they don't need to reincarnate like we do. And, you know, they're of a
Right.
different soul type.
That's right.
So, but he says, oh no, that connection never ends. So when you return, absolutely, you can see them and be with them again.
Right. So he would have three. Now,
Yes.
I have had We've had some dogs in and cats in our lifetimes, but my husband and I decided relatively early that it was too pain. They just don't live long enough, and losing them was too painful. We decided not to have any more. But I figure I have some friends who've had so many pets that if I want an extra dog, they'll be happy to share. In fact, we've even arranged. I even know some of those pets that they're going to share with me when we go home. So they're going to share around pets that I've known of other people's pets are they're going to share with me. And I think that's probably going to happen a lot. Other people are going to share pets with friends that they knew in their lifetimes. And that probably happens all the time, don't you think?
I think it does. I mean, but he just said to me, "Mom, I'm telling you, with loving connections, they just never end. They are eternal, just like we are." And so he said, "Your pets, you'll see your pets and everybody," but he says it's just one joyous, ordeal. And I always ask Mike, you still have the dog? Oh, he talks about the dogs and stuff. So yeah, I mean, those connections just simply do not end. They don't end. So
And
that's
then there's
great.
my horse. My horse sometimes even just visits me in the dream period, the sort of when you're just waking up. My horse still sometimes visits me and gives me a hug. So I
Yeah.
know I'm going to see him when I think he's going to greet me at my bedside. My Thomas has told me that that's what I've asked for, so that's what I'll get
I
when we're leaving
definitely
the
want
home.
my dogs at my when I always said I tell Mikey, be sure you bring the dogs. Be sure you bring the
Right.
dogs. So, and he says, oh, for sure, the dogs will be there. I mean, and our pets can send signs. I mean, I've had great dreams and all kinds of stuff, so they're just lovely beings, they're just lovely, lovely gifts, I
They're
think.
pure and wonderful beings, right? Whatever your favorite animal is, and as I say, in my case, it's a horse. They're going to come and they're going to be there. But it does surprise me. I literally have had hugs from him just when I was just coming between, the state when you're just waking up and at the end of a dream, and he'll come and he'll hug me. That was a very, very special animal connection for me, and I'm looking forward very much to seeing him again. I don't miss him because I know he's Thomas has him, and he's gonna be right there for me. It's quite remarkable and amazing. These connections we make with animals in our lifetime, they're quite amazing.
Well, I think they're little teachers too. I always felt like my dogs are were teachers of unconditional love. They love you
Yes.
no
Oh,
matter what.
yes.
And I do think they're little teachers. They certainly can be. Yep. And
Yeah, well, in my
absolutely.
case, he was a big teacher. Yeah, quite wonderful. And our animals are wonderful, wonderful friends. Okay, another question. Does Mikey connect with Jesus? That's a big question.
That's a big question. He tells me yes. Now I said, and he says, and it he told me it's a such an honor when he does. It's not like he does that all the time, but he says for learning purposes, for his growth, for Mikey's growth, yes, he does connect with Jesus. And Mikey said, Jesus is just incredible. I mean, Jesus is incredible. And so, yes, he does. And he has. It's not like, and of course, there's no time there. I'm like, well, how, I'm trying to, I can't wrap my head around that either. But as far as how often, I mean, he just says, as I need to, I will, but Jesus comes to him. You see what I mean? Because Jesus is, he's an ascended master. So Jesus comes, Mikey, calls for him type of a deal versus, you know what I mean? But Jesus
Right.
goes He goes all over, Jesus is Jesus, He's a high roller, Roberta, as we know. So
And he's really all over. That's right.
he's all over. That's correct.
Yeah,
He's
well,
all
that's quite
pure love.
beautiful. But it is wonderful that he visits Jesus visits him as well. Yeah. What's beautiful is that Jesus, even at his very elevated energy, has not joined a collective. And Mikey has not joined a collective. Many at their respective energies have joined collectives and really are no longer individual. That's one of the things people are afraid of. Will I have to join a collective? They clearly, by choice, you don't have to join a collective. You can remain individual and teach as Mikey does and as Jesus does. I don't think either Mikey or Jesus ever will join a collective, because teaching is extremely important, and to choose to remain individual as they have done and to continue to teach eternally is an extremely elevated calling. But it takes a special kind of energy to do that, and even to choose to do that is very unique and beautiful. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful to Mikey. And maybe we don't say that enough. We're so grateful to Mikey that this is the choice that he has made. It's such a gift to us that he does this for us. I can't begin to tell you how grateful we are, really, to Mikey, that
Well,
he gives us
he's
this
a
gift, because it's not an easy thing that he does for us.
See
And
that part. I don't know how hard this is for him because I ask him the questions and he gives me the answers. But I mean, part of his deal, with the whole sixth level thing, I mean, he told me, he says, is I'm a teacher. He goes, I'm a teach I'm to teach, and so that's I don't know how hard that is for him as I don't know enough of how that piece works, I guess, but
there are glories, pleasures, delights that both he and Jesus have forever foregone for themselves in continuing to stay in contact as they have with the earth, with us.
okay.
This is a sacrifice they both make for us. So yes, this is a sacrifice they both make for us.
Okay.
And for us to be grateful to them, I think there's no expression of gratitude that we can give them that's sufficient for what they do for us.
Well, I can assure you, I thank Mikey on a daily basis for everything he does for us. And certainly for me and for his loved ones here. He's amazing with what he does, I feel,
Yes.
So.
But it is a sacrifice that they make for us, and to give them the love that they deserve, there's no expression of love sufficient, really, that for us to give to them, to both of them.
Yeah.
No, we are very grateful. And I think we don't say it enough, but we certainly are. I just last night taught another Wednesday with Jesus lesson, class, and everybody is so grateful to Jesus that he's there with us to just teach. And I know he enjoys it. He loves it. He loves being with people, but he does love being with people. I don't understand why what he I don't understand what he sees in us, but he does. He always has. Jesus loves us very much.
Well, he knows we're souls that need help. mean, I
And
guess,
he loves people. He does love people. Oh my goodness. But that was our last question that we have time for this time. But we're people who are listening today, my dear friends, please keep your questions coming for Mikey because he loves us too, and he loves answering our questions, and he does it for us. And so he'll be back in about another 3 or 4 months to answer our questions again. But as I say, I just think it's remarkable that he cares about us this much. He really does. And he's a lot of fun. I mean, when you see him, he doesn't look, when you see an ordinary sixth level being, they're tall and they're thin and they look, my mother saw one, believe it or not. They when she tried to describe this being, she said he was like 10 feet tall and very thin and very grave looking, and he had a crown on and all of that. That's what they normally look like. And Mikey looks like a kid on a snowboard when you see him wearing a t-shirt or whatever. And very different from that. But he just wants to answer questions. He wants to help. What do you want people to take away from today, Carol?
I think today, probably one of the biggest things is keeping ourselves in a positive mindset. Because again, our minds are very powerful. And if we have negative thoughts all the time, that can draw and manifest negativity in our lives. Whether it's in regards to health or relationships or anything. And so it's really important to try to stay positive because anything positive has love as the basis. And that's actually why we are here, is we want to learn how to love in all these different difficult situations. And being positive can help us do that. Always try to have your glass, was it half full and half empty? You want it half full. You want to be,
Even more than half full, that's
yes, you
right.
want to try to stay. And I have this chart that I look at every day on emotions, the power of our emotions, and what's a higher vibration versus a lower. And I want to, I try really hard to stay as positive as I can all the time. I mean, it's because I do think it's helpful. I think it really is helpful. So that would be my feeling on what's really important from today.
Bless you, my dear. Big hug to you, Mikey. Thank you so much for helping us as you do. And once again, my dear friends, we've come to the end of our time. This has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. I'm so happy you could be with us today. And please never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you get that, it changes everything in your life for the better. Next week, and I tease this, Mark Gober will be our guest. He'll be here for the eighth time. Mark is a bright and beautiful young researcher who has written a series of books about consciousness that really should be shaking up the world a lot more than they are. Our topic next week will be an end to upside down medicine. We'll be talking about it for the second time. And this time we're going to emphasize consciousness and why it's needed for a new paradigm of health. I loved this book. Everyone should read it. It blew my mind, frankly. I think you're going to feel the same way about it. So please be sure to join us next week. And this week, Carol and Mikey Morgan have been with us for, believe it or not, the 23rd time. I just love what they do. He's a genuine person who was last on the earth in the 1600s, and he has since then achieved what is almost the Godhead level, but he has not joined the Godhead because he is staying outside it in order to answer our questions, kind of in a junior way, this doing the same thing that Jesus did. He's trying to help us to achieve what he has done, which is getting close to the source level, getting past the need to incarnate on earth, and just he wants us to learn to do what he has done, which is to perfect himself spiritually. He did it for himself. He wants us to do it now. So he's answering our questions. He is the real deal. He and Craig Hogan are the only two people who know more about the afterlife than I do, and he knows a heck of a lot more. So please send whatever questions you have about the afterlife, send them to me at info@robertagrimes.com. I'll give them to Carol. Mikey will answer your questions. And as I say, he does a much better job than I ever could. Don't be shy about this because this is what he lives for. He lives eternally for, is to answer your questions. And now, of course, it's time once again to mention that Seek Reality Online is your one-stop resource for all things afterlife. Once you get truly and completely past all your afterlife fears, then you really can start to grow spiritually. So now is the time. Go to Seek Reality Online and really learn the truth about your own eternal life. And teachingsbyjesus.com is your single resource for all the beautiful divine truths that are brought to us in perfect love by the greatest teacher of all, Master Jesus. Now it really is Jesus's turn, now that Christianity, which he never started, was started by the Roman Emperor Constantine. Now that that's dying, Jesus finally can come alive. Also, as you know, I have my own nonfiction books, but we've run out of time. I can't tell you what they are, but if you go to robertagrimes.com, they're all there. And if you want to talk about any of my books or anything at all, just go to robertagrimes.com and go to the green contact block. Ask me anything. I answer every email. Provided you've given me your right email address, just make sure you do that, because if I answer your question and it bounces, I'm going to be very sad. All of the more than 500 past episodes of Seek Reality are available wherever audio podcasts can be found, or just get the Seek Reality app, which you can find wherever free apps are found, and then you can automatically get all of these episodes. You can see the new video episodes. I always used to say I have a great face for radio, but now you have to see me on video as well. And you can find them on Roku, Fire Stick, Experts and Authors, YouTube, elsewhere, wherever you can find video, you can find us. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, always knowing that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began. You're also never, ever going to end. And you are a powerful, powerful, eternal being, most of all in the entire universe. You are infinitely, eternally, and beautifully loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.